March 2, whom God accepts. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66:2. Those who search for worldly distinction and glory make a sad mistake. It is the one who denies self, giving to others a preference, who will sit nearest to Christ on his throne. He who reads the heart sees the true merit possessed by his lowly, self-sacrificing disciples, and because they are worthy, he places them in positions of distinction, though they do not realize their worthiness and do not seek for honor. God places no value on outward display or boasting. Many who in this life are looked upon as superior to others will one day see that God values men according to their compassion and self-denial. Those who follow the example of him who went about doing good, who help and bless their fellow men, trying always to lift them up, are in God's sight infinitely higher than the selfish ones who exalt themselves. God does not accept men because of their capabilities, but because they seek his face, desiring his help. God does not see as man sees. He judges not from appearance. He searches the heart and judges righteously. To this man will I look, he declares, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. He accepts and communes with his lowly, unpretentious followers, for in them he sees the most precious material that will stand the test of storm and tempest, heat and pressure. Our object in working for the Master should be that his name may be glorified in the conversion of sinners. Those who labor to gain applause are not approved of God. Humblest workers who do not trust in their great gifts, but who work in simplicity, trusting always in God, will share in the joy of the Savior. Their persevering prayers will bring souls to the cross. Heavenly angels will respond to their self-sacrificing efforts. These workers are trees of the Lord's planting. In a peculiar sense, they bear fruit equal to the fruit borne by the apostles. A rich reward awaits them in the future life.